So thank you, everybody. I'm the principal investigator of this project called FAST, Public Health Activities and Services Tracking. And I'll be talking today about using visualization to make public health services data accessible for decision making and talk a little bit about what we're doing and where we're going with this project. And I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing with FAST, this Public Health Activities and Services Tracking Project. But with FAST, we our sort of tagline is that we're generating the data and the evidence for practice. The data and the evidence. So doing research with these data, but also generating data that people can use in practice settings. So that means we've been doing studies around local health department service delivery and spending. We produce some research studies, which I won't be talking about today. But those have really demonstrated relationships between local public health service delivery and related outcomes, which has had people really excited, our practice partners in particular. And in that work, it's really, really underscored the need for standardized data. Not just made this most very apparent to us, you know, as researchers, and in my case, very practice-based researchers working with my practice partners, but with my practice partners as well, is that, oh my gosh, you know, we need more standardized data, not just in our state and across our health departments, but from state to state and across multiple, across counties in many states. So in relationship to that, we've been looking at, how to develop and promote the uptake and use of some standardized measures that we were involved in creating and developing with a six-state consortium, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So in relationship to using those standardized measures, we're really looking at and developing a model about uptake, how to work with states and their local health departments around adopting these measures and integrating these standard measures into their systems. And then just as an aside, these measures complement, many of you may know the nature profile of local health departments. Who's familiar with the nature profile? About a third of you maybe. So that's a census survey of local health departments from around the country done by the National Association of County and City Health Officials. This work complements that. It does not duplicate it in any way. We work very closely with them. And it's really intended in some part to support local health department performance management. So here's a glimpse at our FAST website. Any of you can go to fastdata.org and get to these measures very easily. And you'll see they're in three domains, these standardized measures, in chronic disease, communicable disease, and environmental health. It's a long story why those three domains, and clearly that's not everything. That's not the universe of what public health, local public health systems do, but that's where we really focus our energies in terms of developing these initial set of standardized measures. And these measures, if you were to click on, I can't do it here, but if I were to click on tobacco prevention and control here, click on immunizations or STIs, there would be subdomains of items underneath each of those and more information, specifications, et cetera. And at the bottom of that page, too, you'll see specifications, technical documentation, et cetera. So there's a lot more information here. And these items, some of them are depicting agency-level activity around service delivery, how many immunizations given, or number of contacts traced around STIs, things like that. And it's not just about direct service-related data as well. It also includes population-focused activity. So there's a wide range of activities here that are conducted by a local public health department, but also on a community level. Do these types of activities exist in the community and they're being provided in some way? And they're at a finer level of detail than the nature profile, so they complement that. And then this also indicates, you see measures 1.1 at the top, and measures 1.1 versus 1.0 refers to the fact that we've done quite a lot of work with these measures and gotten extensive feedback around some initial data collection that was done with a pilot. So we've been refining these measures and working with our practice partners to have them more clear, have them more precise, make sure that they're reliable and valid, et cetera. So this is really measures 1.1 now. So where did these come from? These local health department standardized service measures were created initially through Robert Wood Johnson Foundation funded project called IMPROVE. I won't go into what that stands for, but it's complicated. Acronym, but anyway, it was a 6-state consortium. The states were Washington. I was the PI along with a practice partner of the Washington arm of this project. And then there was Colorado, Minnesota, Florida, Tennessee, and New Jersey were part of the 6-state initial consortium. And it, as a part of that consortium, we haggled and fought and argued over hundreds of potential measures in these three domains. And some of these were measures that our states contributed because we'd already been collecting them. But we had a set of criteria against which we identified and decided upon these based on feasibility and their importance and their impact on the public's health, et cetera, et cetera. So based on that, we identified the set of measures that everybody in those 6 states were willing to collect at the local level. So in those 3 areas of service, and part of the intention was that these then would detect practice variation and ideally be measured over time. So the round one of those data were collected in 2013, and that's what we considered the pilot set of data that we later refined those measures. So briefly in Washington, we collected some of these measures already for some time, the activities and services inventory on the left, and then we used also, we have a lot of existing administrative data, and then we have these improved measures. There's a sweet spot there around the improved measures and the activities and services inventory and existing data that which we had actually quite a longitudinal that set of data around these measures. So using that, we did some data visualization with a sample of these overlapping measures for which we had actually kind of longitudinal data. And use it as a way to really show when you've got measures, standardized measures across many years, you can really do something with that data in terms of making it visually more accessible to people. A lot of these data have already been accessible, but by hundreds of spreadsheets. And so, you know, we ourselves merged 400 spreadsheets at one point to compile these data, and suddenly, you know, people's eyes pop when they can see trends and things like that around data that they've provided for many, many years. And we did some thematic analyses, collected data from our practice partners in terms of how this interactive visualization should look, how to make these data accessible for them for practice, what do they want to see, et cetera, and then we did a thematic analysis of those, of that feedback, and that really guided the development of this visualization, which you can again go to on our website if you click on visualization. And here's an example in terms of, like, if you go to our website, and here I've clicked on Garfield County, which is a tiny, tiny county in central Washington, but I can look at, over here you see red counties, and counties in red that are the same size as that rural in terms of population density. And when you look at that population density, you see down here where Garfield County fits in this spaghetti plot of many, many other health departments, our 35 health departments in Washington, where it fits relative to others. In this case, on permanent food service permits provided per 10,000 population. And then this is the mean of those permanent food service permits provided among that population size category. So they can see where they are relative to other agencies like themselves. And they've been using those quite a bit and have been very interested. We've been getting a lot of feedback from folks. And our objective is to really show that, not just for Washington, but really show that when you've got standardized measures like this, they are valuable to people in terms of how they can use them for practice. And we get that feedback from folks all the time. In Washington, as we've been developing this, they're like, get it out, we want to access this. So we only just recently finally were able to make it live. So it's been displaying these data for 35 health departments. Our next steps will be to incorporate more of the feedback from them, develop more dashboards with other states In the future, it won't be so map-based, but interactive displays that are more of a dashboard without maps. And for additional work we'll be doing in this area. Here's some of the feedback we've gotten from public health practice leaders in terms of how they would use this, how it's been helpful to them. Things around using these data and showing, providing screenshots and what have you, PDFs to our Board of Health, and printing something off and taking it to your Board of Health and showing them some of this to support increase in funding requests, sharing it with other funders and practice partners, et cetera. They've been really excited about this. So what we've done with this is really tried to show the value of expanded data by using visualization in this way, that that not only do you provide data and it can be helpful for some of us who do research, practice-based research with you around using these data, but the data then are also available back to you for your own performance management and such. And we've really found that to be the case. We've been exploring running vignettes, developing vignettes and things like that. We're looking at creating a little bit of a training tool, et cetera, and expanding this on a national scale with other states. And I'll quit there. Thank you.